KLNX, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. What is up? Good. Good to see that you're still making it. Hey, look, there's my number one friend way down yonder on the Hoochie. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about Nick and a little about Hosh. Nicholas Hoshta, assistant host of the program. What's up, my man?
We're good. Yeah. Good. Allergies are no longer blowing up my face.
Were they blowing up your face?
Oh, God, yesterday, yeah.
Oh, I
made the mistake of playing golf with you over the weekend.
Oh, right.
I forgot.
Made the mistake.
All the grass.
How about 4.5 hours of 99-degree bonding time, huh?
Yeah, and it cost me $41.
You won $9. Cost you $41. That's it.
I know golf costs money.
Yeah, it's weird the way that works.
I know. Man. Especially when the faucet's turned off. Thanks.
Noted young person. This one's sad. Brace yourself. She has never lived in a world where the Dallas Cowboys were world champions. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I was just thinking about that because Hard Knocks training camp comes debuts in 2 weeks. Things are going great for the Cowboys. All right. Straight to the top this year. But yeah, you were born after the Cowboys Super Bowl championship runs.
Man, that makes you sad, doesn't it?
You've never breathed in air of America's team championship. Breathe a breath of that air.
Mm-mm.
It is a sad time, right?
Yeah. I really don't remember any Super Bowl, though, so you could just
be lying. You don't
remember
any Super Bowl?
No, you could just be lying to me. And
the Super Bowl that Tom Brady just won at 43 years of age, you don't remember that one that just happened?
No, I don't think I watched it. I honestly can't. Where was I? Did I watch it?
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I don't think I watched it.
But you're jazzed about the Olympics that are going on.
Oh, I'm so jazzed about the Olympics. That's the real Super Bowl.
The real Super Bowl.
It's the worldly Super Bowl. That's the one that matters. We're trying to represent our country.
Are we?
Okay? Yeah. By doing backflips and fencing. That's how we're representing the USA.
I have potato chip news coming up in a second, but first, a new 6 a.m. segment, Have Gil and Katie Wash the Dishes, featuring Nicholas Hoshta.
No, they have not.
This has been Have Gil and Katie Wash the Dishes, featuring Nicholas Hoshta. I told you, man, I tried to tell you.
Look, I thought it was you, okay? I thought the problem lied in you
everybody,
and your shoddy management of the household.
Yeah.
Thought I could do better.
They're not washing dishes. Spirit is strong, okay?
Yeah.
They're hard to break.
And they say that the young Gen Z people don't do anything. I mean,
hey,
I guess they don't.
Hey, I washed my dishes yesterday. But I'm a cusper, so I'm going to keep saying that.
We've also got a new dog that we're watching for somebody's. It's
nice.
Scrappy. It's very old.
How's Waffles?
Scrappy.
I do miss Waffles.
Waffles is good. Still on high alert. Still on high alert for any intruders.
Likes to bark.
Yeah.
Good.
Aww.
Yeah. Good. I was thinking
I
about
think
this
yesterday.
The other
he
day.
Set himself off.
He set himself
I think
off.
He, I think he made a sudden move, and then he was like, "Oh, who's that?"
Miss Waffles sometimes, and I don't know if I never thought of this or I just forgot it and thought of it again the other day. You guys need another dog named Chicken.
Chicken and waffles.
So you have Chicken and Waffles.
Cute.
Party.
I love that.
Why don't we get an actual chicken?
Nick, why don't you have a dog? You need to get a dog. You can get Chicken.
I can barely take care of myself. Okay.
And he's washing dishes for three now. So
yeah, that's true.
It's tough. Yeah. Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Idea Public Schools. Double barrel blast of chip news for you. Remember back in the day, actually, I don't know, Emily, did this happen when you had achieved consciousness? There was a time in our society when if you found a piece of food that had either someone from the Bible or a penis on it, you could post it on the internet. You could sell it for a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, you got the Virgin Mary toast?
Yeah.
You got the gummy bear that's got a dong? You're rich now.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky.
I'm pretty sure my parents still have a can of like Glade air freshener that you spray because it had on their flowers, but they look like penises. I swear to God, it's a penis, like a little stamen thing.
I was really positive you were going to go down the religious thing when you said parents, but they've got penis Glade.
It's penis air freshener they kept.
Okay.
It's upstairs in my mom's closet with the Christmas Cokes.
The Christmas Cokes?
She collects Christmas Cokes that have Santa Claus on them.
You guys got an interesting family, man.
Huh.
That's how we're going to retire one day.
Riley Stewart, 13-year-old Australian girl, was eating Doritos last week, and she found a puffy Dorito. It was so unusual, so strange, she immediately took to TikTok. Now, I have not seen this because I don't know how to work the TikToks. I understand we posted one yesterday, right?
We posted one yesterday.
How did it go?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Are we famous?
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
10,000 views.
Nice.
People got to see me defeat everyone. But
what?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, and your rigged Olympic event? Yeah, okay.
It's not rigged.
Did you play volleyball?
I had a strong suit.
Okay.
Sorry.
She listed her puffy Dorito on eBay and apparently had offers of up to $100,000. Yeah, right. That's a TikTok lie.
Oh, take it. Mm-hmm. Take it.
But eBay shut the auction down. What's up with that, eBay?
I don't think you can sell food either.
You can't sell food on eBay?
I don't think you can sell food. Food and people. They say no to that.
The people one, I guess I understand. Why can't you sell food?
Oh, I was going to say.
Especially not people as food.
Here, I was going to say, what's the difference?
However, here's Riley explaining how she thought she was going to get a bunch of money.
I also want to give you a quick thank you. The video's like kind of blowing up. I don't know why. It's every chip, but yeah. And for the people saying no one will buy a chip, exactly the same thing like when that person got heaps of money from a fart in a jar.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember farting a jar heaps of money.
I don't think it made it to your stack of news.
There was also the e-girl bathwater. That's another stupid thing that people have bought. Yeah, a girl who claims to fame because she's an e-girl. She's just basically
what is the word you're saying?
E-girl.
E-girl?
E-girl. It's like the new version of goth. Except for they're like internet girls. And
I thought we were working on e-girls, but I didn't know the technology was there yet.
Yeah,
I feel like I just had real dolls.
The movie Weird Science, was that an e-girl that they make a movie with a girl with a computer? She wasn't the original e-girl?
No, they're real people.
E-girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she bathes and then sells her bathwater?
She would sell her bathwater.
Great.
And she'd call it e-girl bathwater, and a bunch of guys bought it.
Totally normal thing happening in the world.
Yep.
Doritos has offered her $20,000 for the chip.
No way.
Yeah.
Doritos?
Yes, Doritos.
Cool.
For the puffy Dorito, which, by the way, they just came out with puffy Doritos, right? 3D Doritos? Isn't that a thing?
I mean, that was a thing like 10, 15 years ago. Did they come back?
No. Yeah. Hajda. In the Super Bowl that just happened with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
Dallas Cowboys,
Emily may or may not have watched, Matthew McConaughey is in the 3D Doritos commercial.
That's what that was for.
Does advertising work?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I thought he'd just been driving that Lincoln so fast that he was just flattened.
Doritos is not, you know, they don't feel like they shortchanged her, or do they need to investigate what has happened with this puffy Dorito? No, they just recognize that this is a chance to get on every third-rate radio show like this in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we've been so impressed with Riley's boldness and entrepreneurial spirit, we wanted to make sure that the Stewart family were rewarded for their creativity and love for Doritos.
Sure.
Boldness and an entrepreneurial... What?
Because the people told her on TikTok, you can't sell this. And she says, no, I can. I can.
Mm, good for you.
I could do that.
Riley. I hope you... Who could not list a chip on eBay? You can't do that.
I don't know.
And this is fun. Lay's potato chips have debuted an array of different flavors. I guess this is from Frito-Lay. I don't want to ruin your day. They make like all the chips in the world. Okay?
Yeah,
your team Doritos,
and like
team
half the
Lay's
sodas,
team. Yeah, yeah, it's all just one big corporate chip lord
conglomerate.
Cool Ranch Dorito flavored potato chips. You in?
Don't worry. Wait.
Cool Ranch
potato
chips.
His Doritos are corn.
Cheetos potato chips.
So just cheese chips and ranch chips. I mean, they already make a ranch Lay's, so.
And you think
is this just hip? Is it where it's hat backwards?
The ranch Lay's you think are just Cool Ranch Dorito the dust on Lay's?
I mean, it's ranch and ranch.
Ranch is just ranch to you?
Yeah.
There's like
golly,
a tanginess.
There's
a different tanginess.
I'm glad they're not washing your dishes. You should be washing
Look,
dishes.
I'm still mad at Doritos because 10 years ago they took away my barbecue Doritos and they just gave me an extra cheese
terrible.
On my nacho.
Barbecue chips are
oh,
terrible.
Oh, they were so good.
Funyuns potato chips?
Okay, now I'm in.
Now you're down?
Well, just because Funyuns...
Isn't that the onion?
Funyuns are delicious, but they are like chewing shards of glass. They will cut your mouth with their delicious onion.
I loved Funyuns.
I feel like I feel like your breath is not saying the normal again for like 18 months afterwards.
Oh, no.
But that's why you chase it with the Cool Ranch. It's like mouthwash after brushing your teeth or something.
Ew.
You use Cool Ranch Doritos like mouthwash.
Jesus.
What up, X? Killers tickets coming up in just a moment.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Nick, tell me about your process. My guy, Nicholas Hajda, every day provides me all of the Olympic news that is fit to air. And I would never question your editorial decision-making integrity. Yesterday, we had that sweet-ass canoe slalom story about the guy pumping his first as he crossed the finish line.
I pump my first every day.
Yeah, well, you got to. You don't want to get your first all backed up. You got to make sure it's pumped on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I don't know. I see a thing. Simone Biles out in team finals. That seems somewhat notable. Yet I look down and I have a story about a 17-year-old Alaskan being the first ever from the state of Alaska to win gold.
Yeah, she won swimming.
She won swimming.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
What? Why?
Because I suck. I don't know, dude.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh no. There's a man down.
Lydia.
I mean, the Simone Biles story is literally two sentences. U.S. gymnastics superstar Simone Biles is out of the team finals at Tokyo Olympics because of an apparent injury.
Right.
Biles left the floor Tuesday with a trainer after landing awkwardly during the vault event. She received the lowest vault score of her career.
Good yes ending. Here's Lydia Jacoby winning the first ever gold medal for the state of Alaska.
Jacoby up there in lane three. Challenging Schoonmaker. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States. Not exactly your hotbed of swimming.
Shots fired, Alaska. What's up with that, man? Isn't Alaska, isn't there like times of year where it's just daylight for 22 hours a day?
Yeah, but it's still cold.
Back in my day, my mom would drop us off at the pool and say, I'll pick you up at dark, all right? If you're in Alaska, that's 22 hours of pool time a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
not
just
exactly
breeding champions
a hotbed of swimming. Get out of here, man.
Apparently, they only have one Olympic-style pool, like the dimensions, the 50 meters, in the entire state. So...
You don't need that, man. Just jump
out in the ocean.
Just jump out
in the
water.
Ocean.
Yeah. You know what?
Jump
I just
from
swim
one
extra
continent
fast.
To another.
Extra fast.
You think swimming having Katie Ledecky on your ass, a polar bear, that'll get you moving, okay?
And a moose. Moose on land, polar bear on water.
Lydia Jacoby, 17-year-old, surprised everyone, finishing just ahead of South Africa's Tatiana Schoonmaker and the United States defending gold medalist Lily King. You go, girl. Scores herself a gold medal, and that puts the United States at the top of the heap. 22 medals, including 9 gold, 5 silver. Now, China has 9 gold, 5 silver. But the United States, 8 brown medals. China, only 7 brown.
Wow.
So take that, China.
She's 17. I can't imagine being a 17-year-old.
17.
Yeah. That's
burned up sea donkey in Olympic swimming years, okay?
Well,
but too
just,
old,
just,
over the
just
hill.
Just imagine going
Late
back
bloomer.
To high school and your teacher's like, hey, everybody go around the room and say what you did this summer. And somebody's like, oh, I went on a camping trip with my family. The other one's like, oh, I played Mario Kart for 10 hours. And she's like, I won a gold medal. Can you legally be on the school swim team after you've won a gold medal in the Olympics?
I think you're not a professional. Right? That's what Katie Ledecky did last Olympics, right? She went she was in Stanford.
She won in 2012 as well. So Katie Ledecky's been at it for a while.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she was doing the whole high school thing. And came
she might
back
have
and,
been a middle school swim teamer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet you everybody's tired. I was like, Katie, nobody wants to hear about your trip to Sydney. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: if you win a silver medal, do you take it back to the school and be like, "Hey, look, I got a silver medal"? And so I would be the kid who'd be like, "So you lost?
You lost the
Olympics.
You would be that kid.
Well, you didn't win." I'm sorry. Listen, we have to go over this every 4 years. You didn't win, okay? The silver medal, you lost. You're the first place loser. And the brown medal, that's I don't even know why we're messing with that thing.
When do the Olympics go into Los Angeles? Is that next go around?
No, you got a few more go rounds. I think next is Paris.
Just,
right?
You should go to the next one and just be that guy that's way up in the corner of the gym and just be like, "You loser, second place."
I don't have to do that because the people accepting the silver medal, they understand the shame associated with it, okay? A real athlete, a real competitor knows that they have lost, okay? And they are lucky if they go back to their home country and they don't use that silver medal to beat them with, okay?
Jesus. Wow. Okay,
some of these places aren't so into human rights, so that's less funny in some depending on where you're. Okay, good. And now for our new daily segment, a Hey, How About That Olympics Fun Fact with Emily. Emily?
Hi. Okay, choose your own adventure today. I mean, I'll tell you both very quickly.
Okay,
like,
sure.
But do you want
to... Are we going to run out? I mean, I don't want to...
No, there's more. There's. I can tell you as many as you'd
like. The Olympics are going for another week or month and a half. I'm not sure. I literally have
no
idea.
I have so many fun facts stored in this brain today. But okay, so would you like the legitimate fun fact news first, or would you like
illegitimate,
the stupid?
Illegitimate first, please.
Illegitimate first?
Yeah.
I found out through TikTok that one of the things that you can do is you could buy the Tinder travel pass, and you can set your location to the Olympic Village and swipe in the Olympic Village to try to get yourself an Olympian.
Nice.
You can do that, and it works.
It works?
It works.
Who got an Olympian?
Well, okay. I mean, you have the options.
Right. So this is the Olympic Village in Japan.
Yes.
So I swipe right. I finally get that, Uzbekistan weightlifter. Uh-huh. I have to fly to Japan and somehow get into the Olympics to, consummate the deal.
Yeah. But you could match with
them. But you could potentially match with
them. But you could do that with anybody, right? Like,
you could, but you could go into the Olympic Village technically through Tinder.
Does that get you through security? Just like, hey, I have a match.
Yeah.
I don't have credentials or anything.
Lollapalooza is this weekend in Chicago. If I set my location to Lollapalooza, I can match with Doja Cat, right?
Yeah, she's on there.
Doja
Cat
playing at the thing.
She's probably on Raya.
Yeah, it's pretty fun being on TikTok.
Who's
right
Raya?
Now.
Oh, if you don't know. Yeah. I can't tell you.
Is she another singer?
Yeah.
Doja Cat is on Raya?
Yeah.
I'm in. Okay. You need somebody to hold the camera? What do you guys want? Put me in, coach.
It's pretty fun being on TikTok right now because all of the Olympians are on TikTok and they're showing you all the behind the scenes of living in the Olympic Village. And this is the first time that we've had a platform like that that'll show you the behind the scenes.
I will grant you.
It's not, but
it is.
That is that's the first ever behind the scenes look at the Olympics that we ever saw.
Yep, that's what we've ever seen.
We had TikTok in Sochi. We would know why Bob Costas had that eye infection.
But unfortunately,
the technology wasn't there yet.
The Dream Team footage in The Last Dance, that was all in front of the scenes footage.
Yeah,
no behind the scenes.
That was shot on a soundstage in New Mexico, Jason.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubert.
Emily, I will give you that was a very good illegitimate fun fact.
Legitimize. Legitimately. On Monday, weightlifter Hedillion Diaz won the Philippines' first gold medal in the Summer Olympics. The country has been trying to reach the podium's top spot of Olympic gold for over 100 years. They have not won a gold medal in 100 years.
And the Filipinos did it for the first time in four-plus Emily lifetimes.
Yep, and women's 55-kilogram weightlifting match. She won gold for the Philippines for the first time in 100 years. How can you be that bad? Like, Philippines, how can you literally not win
now
gold?
Shots fired.
They're probably sending, a handful of athletes a year. It's not like the U.S. or China where they're just like...
Yeah.
I don't know. The Philippines are pretty big. Like, they could... I don't understand. I'm like, how have you not won gold in 100 years?
Well, they finally did it, to which we award you a Hey, How About That?
Hey, How About That?
This has been Emily's Hey, How About That Olympics Fun Fact of the Day. And right now, your chance to see the Killers. 512-835-1015 is the number. September 9th, 2022. Wait, what? At the Moody Center, Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Good luck. 101X, it's the Morning X, Jason Big and Friends. Ramblin' Ray tweets at the Morning X, Lydia Jacoby is a UT commit. Hashtag Longhorn Nation.
Hey, somebody just messaged us that, too.
He just read it.
Oh. No, not on Instagram.
Oh, nobody cares about Instagram messages.
Sorry, people keep getting at us.
See, that would have been a perfect thing to be like, this is why I gave you that story, instead of, because I suck.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Just... Just well, bad at my job.
Don't say I didn't give you a heads up this time.
Screw you.
Davis, Davis Adorga says, wait till Emily finds out some countries haven't even won a single gold medal. Yeah, you're busting on the Philippines. Like, they're ahead of a ton of nations. They just got zero.
But the Philippines, they should win. That doesn't make sense.
Why should the Philippines win?
Because you've heard of them?
Yeah, they're more well-known than most of the other ones.
I just went through the list. It's like most of the country has not won a gold medal. Like, most of the world has not won a gold medal.
That's fine.
And Julio from SA says, just saw that Olymp X thing, and I gotta say, Emily put it on that ass, Jason and Nick. Hang your head in shame.
Ooh.
Yeah, check out our TikTok if you are interested in the Olympics and slightly Olympic-adjacent X pun volleyball parking lot type things, right?
Yeah, just watch them as Jason and Nick's eyes just start crying. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just talking about crushing you.
Coming to Moody Center in 2022. We have tickets to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse. Unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. I'm going in the hallway. Good luck.
Sean, we have three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. If you get more right than Jason, you will win the tickets. And your choices today are which German composer wrote that, historical nicknames, or does Jason know how much stuff costs at HEB? Which is just going to be Price is Right trivia.
Let's go for the HEB one.
Excellent. Excellent. Number one. Okay, so I'm going to give you the product. This is according to HEB.com. You tell me how much it costs. HEB select ingredients, reduced fat, 2% milk, 1 gallon. Mm. How much does a gallon of 2% HEB milk cost?
$3.
You know what? I just realized that this is not good because he's not going to guess this exactly. So who knows how it should have been, like, who's closer, which is really difficult to do on air. That's fine. We're already failure and going to get fired anyway today. So, yeah,
no,
I'm
going to
tell you, you're close enough. $3.38. Okay. Is what this costs.
Oh, sorry. There's a pause.
Stupid idea. Whatever. HEB, grade AA, cage-free, large white eggs, 1 dozen. How much does HEB, grade AA, cage-free, large white eggs?
I go 250.
251. I'm giving you a ding for that as well.
Nice.
And a 6-count bag of Mission gluten-free tortillas. How much does gluten-free tortillas, 6 of them, cost?
$175.
Gluten-free, my friend. That's jacking up to $5. Buzz you on that one.
$5?
Yeah, $5. Oh, we'll get Jason back in here. He'll yell at me about this, and it'll be great. It'll be great for my self-esteem. I won't go home and plot ways to kill myself.
All right. I'll be ready.
I've screwed up.
It's okay.
That's fine.
I liked the concept.
Cool. I don't need your help right now. Thank you. Does Jason know how much stuff cost at HEB? And
where did things go wrong? That seems fine.
No. So I had this brilliant idea of let's ask Jason how much things cost at
HEB.
HEB.
It seems like
Price is Right rules. But then I just realized as we were doing this that there's no way to get this question correct. So it's kind of closest to the pen, which is not really how this game works. But it's fine. What's his face? Sean got 2 correct.
How did he get 2 correct?
Because I gave him 2 correct.
He was actually really close.
This is immediate karma for you saying that I ruined the segment at the beginning of the segment.
No, this is your fault because you've already shaken my spirit by doing 2 things that you cackle and laugh about.
So had I not done that, this would not have happened?
We're running a race, and you've tripped me. I would be better able to handle this failure on my part.
Right.
But I'm already trying to recover from 2 trips, so this one that I tripped myself is just disaster. Anyway.
Okay. I just want to say hello to my future self, who's going to listen to this segment back with a consultant tomorrow. Hi, Jason. Are you enjoying yourself? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, great. Anyway, if you get close to the price, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, goodness.
He got
okay,
close.
Let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
HEB, look, everybody tells me people enjoy train wrecks, so this is the best thing that we've done. That's what I'm going to tell the consultant. Everybody right now is slowing down on I-35 to listen to the radios because it's like, this is the best car accident I've ever seen. There's body bags all over the highway.
There's an 18-wheeler flipped in the middle of the
road. Nick is going down in flames, and he's taking Emily with him, just doing shots at her.
Okay, so.
All right, I'm going to give you the product. You tell me the price, and if you can get within a dollar, I'm going to give it to you. That's what you determine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Should have noted Sean's answers, and then we could adjust on who is closer.
Look what's on my papers. Sean's answers.
Okay.
Yeah, look
are
at it.
Are we doing within a dollar, or are we doing closer than Sean's answer?
The two that he got correct were within a dollar. The one he did not was not within a dollar.
Okay.
So, yes. This is going to be great when we try this again in two or three weeks.
Right.
You got this.
What if I get all three of them exactly 99 cents off? Then I would have gotten three, but surely more.
We'll worry about that when it happens, okay? Jason's thanks for trying to make this even worse.
We gotta stop.
Thanks for not throwing me a life raft. Thanks for taking your oar and the only lifeboat that you've commandeered to yourself and pushing me under the water.
Okay.
Say hello to Jack, Nick. I'll never hold on.
Titanic.
H-E-B select ingredients, reduced fat, 2% milk.
Okay.
1 gallon. How much does that cost according to HEB.com?
I don't buy a lot of... 2%, he said?
2%.
God, who buys 2% milk?
Me.
It's the most common, I think, milk.
2% is?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If you're going to go 2%, just go whole, bro.
Why?
Go 2%, go to 100?
No.
It's not 100.
It's not 100. It doesn't go 1-2. It doesn't go skim 1-2, 100.
If it's not 2, if it's not...
It's like 3%.
Don't tell me you buy skim milk.
I'm a 1%. 1%.
It's gross.
I'm a 1%er, bro.
Gross.
$3.29, Bob.
$3.38, yes. Sean said $3, so I guess you were in closer to him.
Yeah, you guess.
H-E-B. It's more of a guess, not a... Never mind. H-E-B, grade AA, cage-free, large white eggs, 1 dozen.
See, the egg market is all over the place. I've learned that I used to buy, like, poverty eggs, so now I literally go to the egg case and I just look for the biggest number. I'm like, what is the most expensive number that you can charge me for eggs? And I get the 18-pack because I'm feeding a monster at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 eggs left in there, Bumbleito. If I come home, I swear to God, that's not true.
What is he supposed to eat?
I called dibs on those 3 eggs. I don't know. The 4 more bowls of cereal. He's usually on bowl 5 by the time I get home.
There's a big bag of dog food for Bogey.
Man, I got to buy Bogey dog food for the first time the other day as well. These guys are eating me out of $45 for a bag of dog food. And he's still growing.
Yeah. Pretty soon that bag's going to be one meal.
But you said 12 eggs.
A dozen H-E-B, grade AA, cage-free, large white eggs.
Cage-free. $3.99, Bob.
$3.51. $2.51. $2.51, sorry. So no.
$2.51?
$2.51.
Jim's poverty eggs. Those are the ones I'm talking about.
These are middle-class eggs.
Middle-class eggs.
Middle-class eggs.
Okay. Oh, I guess I get the poverty eggs.
There's some eggs. You can get a $6.53 carton of eggs there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number 3, to tie it up, Jesus Christ, anybody else sweating? A pack of Mission gluten-free tortillas, 6 count.
Six?
6 count.
Who gets 6 tortillas?
A family of 6.
That's like riding home food for Bumbleito. We won't even make it to the house with those.
If you're gluten-free, you don't have the energy to carry more than 6 tortillas at a time.
Gluten-free?
Mission gluten-free
tortillas. So this is some kind of fancy fake tortilla?
6 count.
You can't make a tortilla without gluten, okay? Infinity sign. This is a trick question.
It costs infinity dollars.
6 gluten-free tortillas.
Yeah.
You realize corn tortillas are gluten-free, right? Because it's corn.
It's not. Corn tortillas, not a tortilla, okay?
What?
Get out of here.
Oh, all right? Team corn all the way.
Oh, gosh.
I can tell based on your performance in this segment, okay? $1.29.
I saved this segment. $5.03.
Oh, bull mother cock.
So,
what about X? It's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. And how much is how much fat in whole milk there, Aja?
According to the internet, 3.5%. Look, that... I was obviously wrong. I've been living a lie the entire time. But if you're
3.25%.
If you're called whole milk, why is only a percentage of it fat? It should be the entire thing fat.
You thought it went skim 1 to 100? They just skip from 2% to 100.
Like, that's like a huge jump. Surely there's a market.
Yeah.
You know what it was? Because it goes 2%, half and half. That's half fat, half milk, then whole milk.
Well, the good news is that wasn't even in the top 15 mistakes that you made that segment. So,
congratulations. Well, thank you for, you always keep track of my mistakes. You're a friend.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.